Hopefully by now you understand that I am an advocate for secure functioning relationships. I'm an advocate for two-person systems that are based in true mutuality. That's what I advocate. That's what I'm selling, really, in this whole program. But I think we have to talk about something else here. And for those of you out there that feel hopeless about your relationships, who believe your marriage or your relationship is a lost cause, and I know there are a lot of people who feel that way. I see them a lot. Some of these people come in very early, even right after marriage, and they feel they're a lost cause. Others have been together for many years, and with a lot of water under the bridge, they hear a program like this and they wonder, how the heck can we possibly do this? It's impossible. There's just too many things have happened already. We've blown each other up too many times. We've actually had nuclear war too many times, and how do we put this back together again? I want to tell you that in my experience working as a couple therapist, I have seen people blow themselves up many times and survive it. I've seen many couples have affairs. That's very common, have affairs, secrets involving money, huge betrayals, and survive. I've even seen people with multiple affairs and survive. So I don't believe in lost causes. And when I work with couples, I never decide or think about whether people should be together or not. I just assume that they should be together unless they decide they can't do it anymore. And I trust people to do what they need to do. If they're going to break up, they will break up. But I'm not going to call it for them. Which brings me to something else here. It's very hard to tell what is going on in any couple from the outside. People get surprised all the time. You hear about celebrity couples that break up and you thought that they were a dream couple. They were perfect. What could possibly happen? It's because we don't really know what goes on with people. We really don't. So when to call it quits? I don't know anybody who can tell you that. I think that is going to be something up to you when to call it quits. I would say this, though, that in order to have a secure functioning relationship with another person, both people have to at least be on board with wanting that. If you're with somebody who is not interested at all in the ideals or the principles that we've talked about here that underline secure functioning, then you may want to think about staying with them, think about your future. Because if you don't have a willing partner, if you don't have somebody who wants to do this with you, it doesn't matter how normal or screwed up they seem to you. It doesn't matter. All you need is somebody who wants to do this, like you want to do this. And I'm suggesting that this be a secure functioning relationship, a relationship that's based in true mutuality, in fairness, in justice, in sensitivity, that is what you aim for, that is what you go for. That's all you need, is somebody who's willing to do this with you. The secure functioning culture really is an anchor culture. And there may be people out there who really aren't attracted to it, don't want to buy into that. And if you're a partner of someone who wants to remain in an island culture, then I think you have to decide whether that's right for you. But I think it's important to be clear. And one of the things that happens with couples is they remain fuzzy. They don't clarify each other. And in my work as a couple therapist, I want to make sure that people are clear. I make people do things to clarify themselves and each other, like make declarations like, I will never leave you, and to see if somebody can do that. The reason you want to be clear and to understand who it is you're with and where they want to go and who you are and where you want to go is exactly to understand or to decide when it's time to call it quits. So if you are attracted to a secure functioning relationship, which is an anchor culture, and you're with somebody who wants to stay in the island culture, you decide whether you want to do that or not. or someone who wants to stay in the wave culture, I like it like that. This is how I'm comfortable. I'm not that attracted to the other thing. Then you have a decision to make. But hopefully you're with somebody who wants to do this with you, and that's all you need. And now it's a matter of doing the things we've talked about, setting up a social contract, agreements between the two of you, paying attention to such things as your distress, not being threatening, being friendly, being loving, amplifying positives, everything we've been talking about. Earlier on, we talked about the beginning part of relationship, the courtship brain, the infatuated brain, and that there are certain neurochemicals that are involved in that, that there's an alteration of judgment, and that is all very normal because nature just wants you to procreate and raise babies and then do whatever else you're going to do. People who have gone beyond that and are in a secure functioning relationship tend to have a similar brain in one way. That dopaminergic rush that people get in the beginning, secure functioning partners still do that for each other by, like I said, amplifying positives on a regular basis. They still get excited by looking in each other's eyes. They still can find novelty by looking at each other. They still get rushes of noradrenaline, which helps attention. And a lot of that really is because they've decided to put their attention on each other.